This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Knowledge Hub. You know, Guti Slezi, sine Knowledge Hub with Mr. Maqi from a library. Mr. Maqi, a new week. Thank you so much for joining us once again on MUT Radio.
Thank you. Put our two. Yes, Vubang in the breakfast room. The only way to start your day.
Kunjalo nje. And yazi ukuthi masine Knowledge Hub sizofunda. And probably because it's a very busy season, njengamanje. Sizofunda kakhulu and we might get probably some tips as well. Over to you, Mr. Mike. What do you have for us this morning?
Yes, yeah, if fourth quarter, iqalile izolo. So ngihambela kukhuyibalekela. So it's a busy time and it's a stressful time as well because we are now talking assessments. So in various places, people are running around chasing ama DPs. Some people are still, you know, chasing up ama control test wabo. So everyone is on campus stressed. So I mean, women, it reminds me of this story of an old woman and 11 boys. So ugogo usemdala usebuya ngabona hla semehlweni unezinye lotho and fika fana about 11 ngiyena. So everybody, I mean, assumes or believes that ugogo is the wisest old woman in the village. So
okay,
so they want to ask her a trick question. So they come preparing him butterfly. So bapethe butterfly and bayivalele ngezandla. So I question yabo kufanele ugogo abanikeze answer ngithi. So the butterfly is hidden. So bayivalele ngezandla zo two. So I question ithi ugogo, is this butterfly alive or is it dead? So ugogo akayibona butterfly ivalele ngezandla, but she has to come up with the question. Now okwakheke kusa protect i reputation yakhe because all along akaze abe wrong mangabe nikeza abantu advice. So and nabo intention yabo really is to prove her wrong just for once empilweni yakhe. And she sits there and she thinks masiyabo sayile, it is a trick question ngampela. So answer yakhe ithi, you know, the future of this butterfly is in your hands. So it may be dead because you wanted to be alive. It may be dead because you've killed it. It may be alive because you wanted. So nje, most of the time, I think kuthina sonke vele, ama moments akanjena a trick. The future is ezandleni zethu. We can decide to squash it, kill it, or we can decide to let it go, you know? So let it fly and let it flourish.
Exactly.
I mean, so wow. I think, yeah, I mean, that's a starting point with our tonight to our people who are writing my exams. So we are writing my sister. Yes, you knew this time was going to come. So it's not like it's not, we didn't expect.
It's a surprise, no.
No. And also, Nati, as the Vera support units, we are here to also to lend the assistance. Yeah, well. Now, just thinking backwards again, also, if you are here, it's not the first time which you are taking any form of assessment, whether it's either the exam, no, I'm a test. So hopefully you went to a school where every day, if you teach again, will ask you my questions. So every time, I'm fund this, and then message questions, power me to sign, we're supposed to give you an opportunity there to be assessed, you know, how you understand.
Yes.
And also, okay, as students as well, we need to use that opportunity. So every time a question is asked in class, make sure that you participate because it helps you test your own understanding of what is going on, you know. So some of us say, by shy class in Snafu, but this is very helpful. Also on the other side as well, encouraging our instructors as well, and I was to do the same as well. All from every now and then, you know, you're covering two topics in that one. They just ask us, you know, so let us get used to this thing of being assessed. So the purpose we are trying to learn that material is to get the assessment. So I mean, eventually it builds up, you know, that confidence in us. We believe because every time there's a question, we understand those questions of Buzo Ganjan, and therefore we can approach it. Then we do have the tests, the assignments that we always also have to do. And of course we have this final formative assessment, this is our mind, which is one big exam. Having said all of that, put that way, so now we know all of that, this is easier said than done, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
So we cannot run away from the fact that this is stressful. Now, why are we writing these exams in the first place? I mean, are these people, why do they hate us? And maybe I should not say, no, it's not 2 reasons. And we are not in the business of making our students fail. So, I mean, just for me, 3 reasons why I see my exams about legal. Because sometimes, you know, we need to explain these things, especially now since computing our report. So the one is that, so if it's a phone that we get to know, and then in reality, as much as we know things, we don't always do what we're supposed to do. So there's always this gap between what we know and what we do. So I'm an example, that opportunity to say, can you really do what you know? Yeah, well? So, and so which means if you've done well in the exams, it means yes, for you, you've achieved the upper land. Right? So you've been able now to grasp your knowledge. And also, you are able to apply it in reality. So that is the one. The other one is that because you are doing a particular field, you are in management, you are in engineering, you are in science.
Yes.
You also get to become familiar with the discipline, because the way in that discipline, there are things that are important. There are problems that they are still trying to grapple with. There are issues that they are still facing. So for you also to come through the same exam now, it prepares you to land safely into the profession. It's okay. Now you have an understanding. It's okay. What are the problems, Lana? Why this field is important, and also how to tackle the issues. Hopefully also, I mean, the same questions we're dealing with in your exams are the questions that you'll face one day in your job.
In the industry,
In the industry, of course. Yes, yeah. And then the last one as well, because I mean, we young people, we like to compete. So everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants number 100. So our exams also, they help you playing field duty by level. Because we are all starting on the same level. So everybody sits, everybody, I mean, it process is transparent. So you can't, you are sick bonus, so we are same, so graduate, so assessments, so we can all say, no, we were all there, we all went to class, and this is one of our classmates. So it is important, and hopefully now the challenge is this is preparation in time for that. Jonathan Haidt, he wrote a book in 2024 last year on March, ekhuluma nge anxious generation. So the people who came after, who were teenagers around from 2010 was a figure mind. They have had a difficult time because technology has been in their pockets, you know. So forcing them to pay attention to it. I mean, you know, doctor abalala balaleli and balibala. So because I mean, there are so many distractions that come through their way. So for them to deal with their exams, it can be stressful. I mean, because who hate to call them against those who form and that young people today are struggling with, which I think also is the same with our students. One is the lack of sleep. Because always there's something that is going on in your phone. Egwenza kube nzima ukuvala amehlo. So nje and my phone aswacishile also ahleze on ahleze online ahleze baza ahleze enzani. And leyo nto leyo yeah affected the next thing also eba a problem we're gonna have for young people is the concentration. Because now what do you pay attention to? So do you pay attention to your learning material, to your study material, or do you pay attention to Instagram or so this is other things. That's also you feel they are equally important, but then how do you find the balance about on the level? So because we're finding that people are not reading as much as they used to. They just glance at a title, maybe the first two lines, and then assume what they've grasped what is there, which is not necessarily true, and that's not the way to study. And number three is a challenge for young people is the attention is not where it should be. It is scattered in many different directions. And the serious one, issue for all of us is our addictions. So people are drinking too much. People are gambling.
Yeah.
I mean, people are doing all sorts of things that are not really going to assist them. Perhaps Kubona, they're thinking, I'm trying to cope. I'm trying to get through this day, but it can be a challenge. So I think if after finishing your exams, it would be one good book to read for yourself. This one by Jonathan Haidt, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness. Because I mean, people are going through a lot of issues. And one of the challenges put our took is suicide rate.
Yeah.
So it keeps getting bad. It keeps getting worse. Lucky in South Africa, I mean, in the third world, it's a lucky. In the US, if you want to condemn Kasulu, level at the spams, I go, boy, it's nine school, I go to school, in the club, and I found an able, boy, so it's at least hopefully, mental illness or my issues. We are still finding ways to talk to people, you know, deal with it. Although, yes, we are concerned in early addiction as well, post not disabled, but we are hoping that people will, as much as these times are tough, sometimes it can be difficult, you know, to make the right choices, to manage your time, to deal with the pressure, but
yes,
support system is there, man. I mean, so let's work together on this. So just to say some few tips, I mean, for those who are facing their assessment is number one is be self-aware. So at the end of the day, the person who's going to be writing is you. So you need to know yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So every time we say kulama self-awareness, it's easier to think of the many R's. So I can think of four R's there right now. So the one is rewards. So one of the R's, what is going to give you pleasure at the end of the assessment? So after the exams are over, what are you looking for? Because there should be that something that is going to drive you, you know, to continue, because it's easy again to want to give up. So keep that in mind. Whatever it is, if it's your favorite show, you are no longer watching because you are busy with your test.
Wow, yeah.
It's a favorite book you're supposed to read. So I mean, whatever an activity. So keep that in mind.
So you must have like an end goal, something that you're looking forward to after the exam. Oh, can't wait to do this. Yeah.
Yes. It helps. It gives you hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then the other one also is taking responsibility for yourself. So, hey, you must blame it in a better place. Yes, we know what you are stressed, you are writing. So, bang, seeing the tinabanya, so late, it's in a singer could look at the lenam. All these things as a irritator, please just, you know, take it in you are responsible for whatever's going on. So, my emotions are how you feel are really yours in the same way that's your dreams as well. I mean, so yes, you must take responsibility for your own dreams. And number three is yes, as fun, but there are risks as well. So things can go wrong. So 60% and for some reason it's only 58. Look, it may happen. So okay, we must always therefore think of plan B. Okay, should this not happen? Perhaps I'm going to try plan B. Especially if we can see because I mean that can happen. So that risk is always there. Have some plan in your mind. If that does happen, this is the plan that you're going to follow. And the last R I can think of is resilience. Again, we always talk of resilience because it means that when things go wrong, you are able to bounce back.
Yes.
I mean, it's all about NETA, and then we're all running in the rain, and today, Alzane. So if you feel person umbrella, it's not a pack. I mean, it's you can use it maybe in the sun.
Exactly. It can assist you in the sun as well.
So, resilience, you must always try to find a comeback. And there are many books on resilience, but it's just one of those things that you need to keep saying to yourself, look, I can get back in the game. So self-awareness important. You also need Amanda Bazungeze feedback as well, and want to encourage so that the support. So if you want to motivate you do feel encouraged, right? In the exam you get self, you need two things which are the last tips from me. One is attention to detail. So usually if people are supposed to write, the first thing they do is to rush to start writing without reading my instructions. Pause and read through our instructions. So what are you supposed to do? Maybe question number one, you're supposed to answer only one question, one out of six. Because you didn't read my instructions when I was applying all question out of six, and then you know you're not supposed to. So please just go through our instructions, go through all the questions so that you have an idea what to go. Then now my questions as well. If able, so they are looking for different things from you. Yes, Amanya, they just want you to give exactly what you are taught. Some of them want you to show your understanding. Some of them want you to apply So whatever formula, tricks, principles, and some of them want you to evaluate, to make your own judgment, to give your own opinions. So read through your questions carefully, but hopefully also won't get all my questions. They're not new because you've been practicing, you know.
Yes.
Because if it's a new question, you may not have time during the exam itself to think through all the issues. So rather, hopefully, I mean, the preparation course allowed you to explore, you know, different possibilities of the various topics that you would have covered in class.
Yes, you just covered something that we don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
This thing of questions, you know, some questions will ask you to evaluate.
Yes.
That evaluate word means something.
Yes, yes.
Simplify.
Yes.
All those questions. Yes, so pay attention to those details as well.
Yes,
the questions may not be the same. When they say evaluate, give reasons, evaluate, all those things. Yeah, that's very important.
Yes, yeah. I mean, the true or false question is not the same as discuss, one or last, evaluate. Yes, yeah. No, true. Thanks for that. That would.
Yeah.
And the last tip is for the person who's going to be marking your script, they want to see clarity. So they want to see clarity. So again, back to your example that we just mentioned, but I would say,
yes.
So your answers must make things easy for the examiner. I mean, you must always assume the examiner has lotho, umuntu wazuye. So when you must then simplify things for them. So what you are providing must be understandable. So you must, if there's a need to provide examples, do it. If there's a need to explain my steps, if you go on my calculation, you know, step number one, step, so show all the steps so that you, up until you get to the answer, to allow the examiner to see that and make things clear. I mean, so both the wuthi could be tidy, and also both the wuthi could be wuthi, there's enough information there to allow whoever is marking your script to see. I always say, I mean, one of the things that hopefully, I mean, as not as a scholar, see Kuruma is some of your assessment, at some point, you should be transparent enough to show students a memorandum. Because, I mean, if you want a memorandum, how it is written, it helps you as well in your preparation. Because I know students will always panic and look for my past exam papers. Yes, they will give you an idea of a scope, but also indexes as well in your preparation is going to be memo. So maybe in the next semester,
yes.
So you will ask your instructors or teachers, look, can I see a paper? Also, can I see a memo so that you have an idea of how to match, you know, what is expected from your paper. Otherwise, good luck for your assessments. We are looking forward to you joining us in the real. I mean, if you think school is tough, welcome to the real world of work. Enjoy your academic days.
Enjoy your academic days, Neo. What a way of foreclosing it, Mr. Mark. Yeah, Neo, true. Which is true, honestly.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.